I lost some words, so I tell you these feelings I have for you, they are so true, girl. I heard someone say that love can be so blind, yeah. I'll give you your space to grow, and you know I'll always be there.
One day you should think that I would try to run a game on you.
And give you fun things.
Never have to worry about another in your way.
So believe me when I say
whatever you want.
Girl, you know I can provide
whatever you need.
Whenever you need me.
Hello and good morning, everyone, or should I say good evening, because you're listening to a special evening episode of Greenlight, which is usually a every other Sunday 8 a.m. morning show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Okay, you just heard the song Nearer to Thee from Wiseblood's album Titanic Rising. It's this like really beautiful sub 2 minute string opener. It is not the opener to the album. I think it might be towards the end, but it's really beautiful and stirring, and I always appreciate when artists that their genre isn't predominantly in the classical realm incorporate strings or classical elements into their music. We have a really fun show planned ahead of us. Fun fact about today's set, there are four songs on this 15 song playlist, this 1 hour playlist, that are over 5 minutes long. So we'll see how well I'm able to keep to time. Hope you all are enjoying this suddenly rainy Saturday. Any Tufts kids that feel like they can brave the rain, I encourage you to come down here to Curtis Hall and attend the Apple Jam show. There's some really cool bands here today, including Feeble Little Horses. I was just put on to them today, actually, which is kind of crazy. So anybody who feels like taking a little trek in the rain, I suggest you come here, and if you do not feel like you can brave this weather, please stay tuned and enjoy the rest of this playlist. You are about to listen to Crybaby by Abra off of her 2015 EP, Princess. Please enjoy.
Remember
That was Crybaby by Avra. A special fact I wanted to mention, I am subbing today for Vibha and Millie's show, Triple M. So Vibha and Millie, if you're listening, hi. Thanks for giving me this hour. Next song we're about to listen to is one by Jeff Buckley off of his debut and only album, Grace. I was put onto this song by my lovely friend Lauren. I think she like mentioned it offhandedly too. So Lauren, if you're wondering, like, when did I ever tell Juanita about this song? You didn't. I was just listening. And this song is really, really good. Totally listen to Lauren's show, Pisces Season, on Thursdays at 12 midnight. So this is So Real by Jeff Buckley. And in my humble opinion, this song is exactly what it says it is. It is so real. Please enjoy.
Oh, that was so real. Well, I tried to be open and make it sound right, but don't feel any reason to have it be perfect, whatever. I need nothing from you but to give me my time. Isn't that everything we wanted? Just to feel alive. Well, I try to be open and make it sound right, but don't feel any reason to have it be perfect, whatever. I need nothing from you but to give me my time. Isn't that everything we wanted? Just to feel alive. Well, I tried to be open and make it sound right, but don't feel any reason to have it be perfect, whatever. I need nothing from you. Well, I tried to be open.
Okie doke, you just heard the song I Need Nothing From You by Sega Bodega, which is this really cool band that my friend Jess put me on. I really like the song. I think it's super sweet. I think I enjoy in general, and let me know what you guys think, songs where they have like really simplistic lyrics that they repeat throughout the entire song. The first song that comes to my mind when I think of songs like that actually is Drag Me Down by One Direction, which actually lyrically is kind of trash. However, I Need Nothing From You by Sega Bodega, similarly simple, but I think more beautiful, and I feel like each repetition of the verses kind of supercharges the message of the lyrics, so I like that song. Please feel free to call in if you know any other songs where it's like a single set of verses that are repeated throughout the whole song, and let me know what kind of effect that has on you. Is it positive? Is it annoying? Is it boring? Do you think the artist is being lazy? Do you see their vision? Let me know. Okay, next song coming up is one from OK Kaya. I just discovered her this year. She's so fascinating to me. She's like a Norwegian-American model, very much so like it fashion girl. But boy, can she write some really inventive lyrics. I also just really enjoy like the musicality of her songs in general. I don't know, every song has a really interesting story. I think she's so real, the things that she comes up with. Like, OK Kaya, you know? Okay, here is Guttural Sounds by OK Kaya. Hope you enjoy. Save me and my guttural sound.
breath is the reason you haven't said a word. But your countenance reveals the bad day that you've endured. It's probably not the first and not the last to be assured. The past is fleeting, the future a promise present, keeping us moving forward. With hope we seek true happiness throughout our life's length. The trials we face bring pain and sorrow, but resistance sires strength. The easy path rarely leads to what our heart truly desires. In this life we must face many a worthy challenge for the outcome to satisfy us. To win in spite of struggle applies much greater magnification to one's honor, which I value more than instant gratification. So believe me when I say that time can heal most any wound and ease most pain, yet the scars remain till the day we lay in tomb. So please know nothing in this moment is the same as a moment ago. Each one that passed the treasure lost is their
own. I just hope you know that it gets better.
Not in your hands, that's why I pray to the man. And I think it's arrogant to make plans in advance. One day at a time, I burn the sage for all the negative pain on mine. I'm at ease with the struggles, they better with time. Need not I remind. Tomorrow's not in your hands, neither is control. Nigga, reap what you sow and pay the full. Think before you burn the bridge, paying the toll. Just play your role. So much pressure in the world, I started gnashing my teeth. Hit the gas so hard, I blew a gasket and leaked. Drain me for what I got, like a nasty leech. Your fine heart, learn lessons, just asking, I'll teach. Life is just what you make it. Take it how you gon' take it. My ground is solid and no earthquake could not shake it. Ain't waiting on nothing, not even no reparations. Heavily meditating. But it gets better with time. And I'm sober now, no alcohol to hide behind. I grow older and grow bolder. I move mountains and move boulders. I cross borders, don't take orders. And thank God, that's important.
Okie dokie, that was It Gets Better With Time by The Internet. That brings us to right about the half hour mark of the show. And you know that means it's PSA time. So, let's see, what special message from WMFO shall I share today? Okay, here it is. Although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer walking than riding a bike. That was a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay. Yeah, the songs we played so far have been really good. I've enjoyed them personally. Gonna take a little switch in direction. The Internet, some silky R&B, really nice. And instead, I'm gonna bring you guys into my Deftones era. I, like many others, whether they want to admit it or not, was put on to Deftones over, I think, Christmas break, maybe last summer, to Deftones. Their music is so good. If my sister's listening, she always describes, like, the main singer, Chino Moreno, as, like, super real. Like, his lyrics, his vocals, he makes a lot of sense to me. This is the third out of 4 5-minute songs that have been played on this playlist so far. So I hope you guys enjoy Cherry Waves by Deftones. And if this is your first Deftones song, I encourage you to look deeper. They're really good. And yeah, Here's Cherry Waves.
Thank you. the hell did I paint these walls white? And I wonder what's the point of this life? Sometimes I'll pray, but I will never close my eyes. I want to be happy. Like me, and get over how my dog is my best friend, and he doesn't even know what my name is. Johnny, did you ever love me?
If you let me take you around town.
Okie dokie, you just heard Good For You by Blood Orange featuring Justine Skye, and right before that I played Johnny by Faye Webster, two really beautiful languid songs. I was just thinking, like, Blood Orange, I don't know if anybody has seen the HBO show We Are Who We Are, directed I think and created by Luca Guadagnino. Blood Orange is like the musical obsession of the main character in the show, and I was just thinking about how I feel like it just makes a lot of sense. Like, Blood Orange is the kind of person that you discover when you're like 13, 14, 15 years old and becomes a really big part of your identity and discovery of music, just because I feel that, like, Dev Hynes is an industry darling. He does like a lot of things behind the scenes, and it's like so interesting and cool to find like the web of artists that he's worked with and movies. Like, he's did the, I'm not sure exactly what songs of his were on the soundtrack, but I know he had a lot of involvement in the score for Palo Alto. I randomly discovered that some months ago. Like, I feel like if I had discovered him when I was that age, even though I basically did, it also would have had the same grip on me that it had on Frasier, the main character of We Are Who We Are. Very strange, interesting show overall. Maybe next episode we'll dissect. I'll make a playlist inspired by the show, because I personally think that it didn't really give on the soundtrack part, which is really surprising if you are familiar with other work by Luca Guadagnino. I think he definitely cares about the sonics of his movies. Maybe not so much his TV shows. Anyway, after those slow moving ballads, we're going to transition and do some more upbeat songs. This next one is by Matt Martians, who, if you don't know, is a member of The Internet. It's just, I love that band. It's so cool seeing how independently talented they all are and the way that they coalesce to form The Internet, and like they all have their independent, their musical niches and talents. Sound so good in harmony and sound equally as good apart. So this is Baby Girl by Matt Martians. Please enjoy.
Scared in a long time. between me and her, right? Ain't no hidden track back here. Next song. Next song.
You just heard The Morning Fog by Kate Bush. Kate Bush is so fun, so cool. I think it's so amazing that this album, like a lot of like the really popular songs in her discography, she created like between the ages of like 19, 22. Very much so queen, very much so prodigy. Not that I want to subscribe to that, but yeah, really great song. I've honestly been saving it for my radio show, which is every other Sunday at 8 a.m. called Greenlight. Next show will be April 24th. I invite you to tune in. I've been saving The Morning Fog for my radio show for a while because it's like such a good, I think, day starter. Like, reminds me of maybe the opening song in some 90s movie where it's like a young, you know, ambitious businesswoman takes on a big city and then falls in love and it puts all of her plans in disarray. And then here's this great song by Kate Bush to set you on that journey. Okie doke, the next one I'll be playing is a song by Alanis Morissette. I love Alanis Morissette. I think she's really cool. I grew up thinking she was related to Van Morrison because my father somehow connected the two of them, which is really funny to me. I was fully under the impression that like that was his daughter and she just wanted to distinguish herself from her father's legacy by changing her name a little bit. You know, Morrison, Morissette. Hilarious, I know. Yeah, I think this next one is a deep cut. I never hear people talk about this one, even though it's so beautiful. Just fantastic. I hope you all enjoy and internalize the messages of So Unsexy by Alanis Morissette. Here it is.
Somewhere along the way, I think I gave you the power to make column. I'm deflated, and all these little defenses, how they fail to comfort me. Your hand pulling away, and I'm devastated. I can feel so.
Okie dokie, that was So Unsexy by Alanis Morissette. If you like that song, if you like what you've heard in the past 60 minutes, if you like what you hear at in general, at large, at WMFO, please consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. We really appreciate it, and I will send you all out on your evening with this really great song by Nelly Furtado. I know I said the song before was like a deep cut by Alanis Morissette. This next one is a deep cut from Nelly Furtado, Miss I'm Like a Bird, Promiscuous, all of those bangers that we grew up with in the 2000s. At the same time, Nelly was making just absolutely fantastic, underrated hits with Timbaland. We owe him so much. We owe Nelly so much. Next song is Wait For You. I'm Juanita. You've been listening to a green light sub for Triple M. Hope you guys enjoyed. I hope to hear you all, to have you all listen to me again on my show, April 24th, 8 a.m., Sunday. You have been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great evening, everybody. Happy Easter, happy Passover, happy Holi to everyone celebrating, and a blessed Ramadan to everybody else. Okay, bye.